Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Wanted to get your thoughts. We heard Cam refer to you as one of his biggest mentors and someone that he's leaned on over the past couple of years here. What does it mean to you to see his work rewarded by earning a spot on the 53?
Man, Cam is he's an all-around great person on and off the field. You know, he wore 39 back in college just like me. And he said he watched me back in college too, which was great. And he's literally doing the exact same sets that I did, you know. And to see a guy who I think is more talented than me, you know, he's aggressive. He's a scrappy corner for sure. Always a big play. And he's exciting to watch. So it's great when you see a guy like that who has the playmaking ability that he does to get rewarded for it. You know, it's great to see somebody who I consider I mentor a little bit from there, here and there. But we learn from each other, and I continue to look forward to his success.
Was your relationship, did you kind of gravitate to each other, certainly by the position, but the mentality and the path that both of you had to take, understanding you went to Alabama, but, you know, the undrafted and work your way up?
Yeah, easily. And I was here in Buffalo the whole time, and we trained together. You know, when we could go to parks and run hills and stuff like that, along with Dean. So I think the connection just became stronger this offseason, you know, with nothing else to do but train and do football and you know, grill a little bit and cook and just hang out, you know. Just those experiences off the field deepened our relationship as well. So, like I said, a great guy overall.
Appreciate it, Levi. Thank you.
Sorry, John.
I was wondering, to you, what makes an elite corner in the NFL?
What makes an elite corner? I got to think about the elite corners. Confidence, I think, first and foremost. When you lose your confidence at corner, it's a long day, you know. And I think for me, what I practice, if I get beat in man-to-man or press, I go right up the next rep and go press again. Because as soon as you play off and then, you know, receivers can see that you're a little shaky and you don't feel – confident in your technique anymore, it's a long day. Then it becomes mental, you know what I mean? So I think confidence is number one. I think that's why Tre'Davious is so great, because he plays with so much confidence when he plays off. He's an elite off corner, and then he's just adding to his game as a press corner as well. So, and he has confidence in both. So I think that's what made him elite for sure.
Definitely. Thank you.
Levi, so Tremaine and Matt obviously out for this weekend's game. Coach McDermott mentioned it earlier, but to you, how and why is it so important that the corners, the safeties, the linemen, the rest of the defense step up their game and play well around the linebackers who will be stepping in this weekend?
In the DB room, we talked that the DBs stir the drink on defense anyways. You know, Coach Frazier, he thinks of the D-line as well as McDermott and our defense, our linebackers, they think that they're the heart and soul of the defense. But the DBs, we think that, you know, the way the whole defense plays is around us and how we disguise and how we execute. So it does nothing for us, honestly. You know, we bring that same intensity and energy no matter who's in there. It's next man up, you know, in this league. And injuries happen, but we got to look forward to the challenges that we have this week, you know, and execute to a high level.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Levi. Hi, Levi. Vic Carucci. I wanted to ask you that, following up on Jenna's question, we know those two to be obviously core members of this defense. You do too. Does their absence, I'm talking from just a psychological standpoint, I understand next man up, but is it a blow to know that you lose two guys like that, just like boom in week one, and you find yourself in week two having to try to overcome that?
No, I think we've done a great job here in Buffalo preparing for things like this, you know, with COVID and things like that. It's been our mentality since camp to make sure that everyone's ready at every position. And that's why there's no egos here, especially on this defensive side, because anything can happen, you know. And what happens when two of the DBs catch COVID or something like that? You know, we have to cheer each other on and not be afraid to push each other and not say like, oh, I don't want to help this guy because I'm afraid that he's going to beat me out of job. Like, no, this is a long season. Anything can happen. Injuries happen. This is a especially different year this year. So it has to be the next man up mentality. And, you know, that's what we've thrived on this whole training camp, you know, trying to boost each other up and everyone having the same confidence, no matter who's in the game, you know, that we're all going to go out there and execute as a defense.
Thank you, Levi.
What's up, Levi? Matt Perino here. Obviously, you know, Tremaine is so important to the defense from a playing perspective, what he's able to do on the field. But in terms of like being that quarterback on the defense, who kind of steps into that role and kind of, I know you had Lorenzo in that role last year a little bit to help out, but who kind of like, you know, gets the calls in, who kind of runs things for you guys with Tremaine out?
I think who's up after him? Who played? Terrell Dotson? You know, he's next linebacker up, so he get our calls, and you know, he's done a great job this week preparing us and communicating with us, you know, and what he sees and how he sees it. A little bit different for sure, because Tremaine is a 6'25" you know, linebacker in the middle who just sees everything and, you know, makes passes elevate. So it's been a little different as far as having that physical presence on the field because of his stature, but T-Dot, I compliment him all the time. He plays so well on quarterback vision. It's uncanny, you know, and I've seen it week one of training camp, just the way he breaks off of quarterback vision. I don't think any linebackers do it as well as him. So I'm excited to play with him and see how well he does this week. And I remember from Texas A&M, he was a dog back then, you know, so I look forward to seeing him and I'm excited for him.
That's great stuff. And if I could, before I go, On the receivers, obviously Devontae Parker's dealing with a little hamstring injury, but the two of them with Preston Williams, I mean, they're two formidable guys. You guys got a look at them last year. What do you expect, and how do you got to kind of do to contain them?
I'm sorry, I broke up a little bit at the end.
Oh, my bad. In terms of Williams and Parker, obviously two really good receivers, what do you have to do to contain them in this matchup?
Like you said, they're two really good receivers, two big, big body receivers who make a lot of good contested catches. So it's our job on the outside to play as best as we can and execute, you know, winning the 50-50 balls. That's what's going to come down to and doing our job. You know, everyone, it's not just the matchup with me and Tre'Davious versus them two. It's everyone with the run. They got Gasecki as a tight end, you know, he's a big physical threat as well. So everyone has to do the 111th and, you know, and execute, and we should have good success.
Thanks a lot, Levi.
Yep.
Hey, Levi, Alexa Ross, professor here. I was just wondering, you know, today's theme, I feel like, is next man up. You won the early cornerback battle. You played week one, no preseason games to really prove yourself. Now week two, Josh is still out. How important is it your performance this weekend to hold on to the role that you have right now?
Listen, I take my practice is important. You know what I mean? I have to execute high in practice because that's just how much it means to me. So I hold myself to a high standard in everything that I do. And I think that's why it's gotten me thus far, you know, so I expect nothing different to go out there and play to the best of my ability. And to execute. That's the standard I hold myself high to. So I look forward to the challenge this week.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.